리뷰 테스트 5.
1. It is often important that you make it clear what your particular role is at a given time. The means of doing this are called role signs. The simplest of role signs is a uniform. The number of stripes on your arm or pips on your shoulder is a very precise role definition, which allows you to do certain prescribed things in certain situations. In social circumstances, dress has often been used as a role sign to indicate the nature of any gathering and occasionally the social status of people present. The current trend towards blurring these role signs in dress is probably democratic, but it also makes some people very insecure. Without role signs, who is to know who has what role?
2. Why do people seem so preoccupied with money, even those who already have plenty of it? There are several explanations for why money is such a priority for people. The first reason is that money is a traditional reward in our society. We are raised with the idea of receiving money as a reward for achievements, such as a strong report card, success in a competition, or even turning 1 year older. Another explanation for the importance of money is that it is tangible. Unlike a boss's praise or a job promotion, money can be held and counted. It can also be seen and appreciated by others. A final reason for money's appeal is that it is symbolic. For many people, money is a measure of self-worth as well as a way of keeping score on how successful they are in competing with others.
3. Athlete's foot is a kind of infection which can be spread to other areas of the body. Since the fungus thrives in a moist, warm environment, keeping the feet dry and cool can cure the infection. It is recommended to wear open sandals, or even better, to be barefoot as much as possible. However, avoid walking barefoot in warm, moist environments since you may infect other people. Keep the feet clean, but make sure they are fully dry after washing them. This may require showering in the evening and staying barefoot afterwards. Drying between the toes after bathing or showering can get rid of the moist, damp environment that the fungus will continue to thrive in.
4. Some scientists say that in comparison to chemical and noise pollution, light pollution is more subtle, and its effects have perhaps not received the attention they deserve. They looked into the impact of artificial lights on 5 species of woodland songbirds in cities. The result was that the overpowering glare of streetlights in cities could contribute to a decline in bird populations. The researchers suggest that the streetlights are disrupting the sleep patterns of songbirds and forcing them to start the dawn chorus too early in the morning. They say blue tits, robins, and blackbirds are exhausted by their early starts in towns and cities and are therefore more likely to be hunted by predators as the day goes by.
5. For some, interest in song may lead to an interest in learning how to sing. One may or may not have experience with singing, but it is certainly something that can be gained, and no age is too late to start. Probably one of the simplest ways is to join a choir. Every community has a choral group of some kind. Churches and community groups have choral programs that are usually open to anyone. Most groups welcome new members, even if they have no prior singing experiences. Some choral groups require an audition. These would most likely be groups that perform frequently with orchestra or have a performance season of their own. Depending on one's vocal abilities and the willingness of the director to take inexperienced singers, it may be possible to join these types of groups as well. The most important point is to find a place that is comfortable.
6.
Assigning chores to children teaches them responsibility and eventually can make your household run more efficiently. They learn they are contributing to members of a family where individuals pitch in for the good of all. Even very young children can be given simple assignments that provide a sense of accomplishment. Even toddlers can help with folding laundry or setting the table. Don't expect perfection. And don't redo a slightly imperfect job, or you'll undermine your child's feeling of achievement. Be explicit with a child so she doesn't get confused when assigning a big chore, such as cleaning her room, and help her break it down into several small tasks.